USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new bipartisan Senate group on gun control is hyper-focused on a deal that Democrats want. The ability to red flag Americans with legislation that would allow authorities to temporarily take away guns from people considered to be a threat to themselves or others. The Republicans involved are Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, Susan Collins from Maine, retiring Senator Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, and Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana phoned in. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky gave the negotiations his okay. Russia's separatists in eastern Ukraine claim full control of the important battlefield town of Lyman on Friday, and Ukrainian officials concede. As Moscow presses its biggest advance in weeks, Lyman is a major railway hub and has been the front line as Russian forces press down from the north while attacking Ukraine's industrial Donbas region. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
More details are emerging from the elementary school shooting in Texas. We know an off-duty U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agent fearlessly rushed into Robb Elementary School and took out the active shooter. Jacob Alvarado had just sat down for a haircut when he received a message from his wife, Tricia, a fourth grade teacher at Uvalde, Texas Elementary School. She said there was an active shooter and she wrote help. He immediately jumped up out of his seat, grabbed the barber's shotgun, and sped towards the school. Two officers provided cover with guns drawn when he made entry into the classroom and ended the rampage. In all, 19 children and two adults lost their lives. President Biden will head over to Annapolis, Maryland today to address the U.S. Naval Academy's Class of 2022 graduation and commissioning ceremony. Afterward, he'll head home to Delaware, where he's scheduled to arrive at 2:30 p.m. local time. Take extra care if you're getting on the roads this Memorial Day weekend. USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, health care, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Life Line now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Washington, D.C. has a plan to feed their hungry. Tim Berg has more.
Restaurant owner Mark Boucher is founder of a project called Feed the Fridge, which aims to help those experiencing hunger in the Washington, D.C. area by providing access to fridges for free food. Boucher tells Fox News that their latest goal is to make sure their fridges help all ages.
Babies are hungry, just like parents are hungry, and, you know, we're going to work at Feed the Fridge to try to see if we can get funding to make sure we've got baby formula in these fridges moving forward like we've got grown-up food. It's just part of what society needs.
Republican National Chair Ronna McDaniel on Thursday called for people to put aside politics for now and think about the Uvalde, Texas community in the wake of shootings that claimed the lives of 19 children and two teachers Tuesday.
All of our hearts grieve with these families. I think of my son who's in school right now. He's had a lot of anxiety after watching this shooting. We had one in Oxford, Michigan earlier in the year. It affects our kids. Every family's having these discussions. I do think it's time to think about the families and the mourning of that community. We are inundated with politics all day, every day. We will have time for that later. Right now, it's about how do we support these families, come together, put our politics aside, and think about this community. And I think what Beto O'Rourke did yesterday was uncalled for. He did it to score political points instead of trying to mourn with a grieving community.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.